May one put on tefillin in middle of davening, and may a blessing be said. Sounds like quite a strange question. Aren't you supposed to put on tefillin before davening? Why would a person ever put on tefillin in middle of davening that this question would be relevant? So in the rare circumstances, this could happen that one did not have tefillin available, such as he sent them to be checked and started davening anyways, such as if Zman Tefil was about to pass, or he simply forgot to put them on and only remembered in middle of davening. Although we can agree that these are rare circumstances. However, there is a much more common circumstance in which this can occur, as that is when one had needed the bathroom in middle of davening and removed his tefillin in order to go to the bathroom and now needs to put them back on. May you put the tefillin back on in middle of davening? May you say a blessing over it? Is doing so considered a hefsek? So this is the question that we'll be focusing on. So in halacha we find an extensive discussion regarding one who puts on tefillin in the middle of davening and if a blessing may be recited. There is a difference in this regard as to where in davening where is holding. During Psukei Dezimra, between Yishtabach and Yetzer, in Birchas Shema and the start of Shema, and after Gal Yisrael. So let us begin. It is permitted for one to put on tefillin in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. However, one may not recite a blessing over the tefillin during Psukei Dezimra. Between Az Yashir and Yishtabach. So rules the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, chapter 53, Halacha 3, based on the Mechaber 53.3 regarding Atalus, and the Paiskim Achreinim write that the same applies regarding tefillin. Now, what about saying a blessing in other parts of Psukei Dezimra, not between Az Yashir and Yishtabach? So practically this matters under debate in the Achreinim and the Paiskim. The Alter Rebbe regarding a Talis is of the opinion that it may not be done, meaning that the prohibition against saying a blessing on the Talis and Tefillin would apply throughout the entire Psukei Dezimra. And so likewise rules the Chaya Adam, Rebbe Kiva Eger, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, and the Kaf HaChaim. The reason for this is because you're not allowed to make a speech interval between Baruch Sharma and Yishtabach, even if it's for the sake of a mitzvah. Other Paiskim have a rule that in other places of Psukei Dezimra, aside from between Az Yashir and Yishtabach, it is permitted to say a blessing over the Talis and Tefillin, even in the middle of the Parak and certainly in between the Prakim. So rules the Birkei Yosef, the Magen Gibeirim, the Chaya Adam, regarding Tefillin, the Mishnah Brura, and Yabia Omer. Practically, those who follow the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav are to be stringent, as the same logic of ruling regarding a talis likewise applies regarding tefillin, that a blessing may not be made in middle of Psukei Dezimra. In such a case, then, what does one should to do? He should put on the tefillin in middle of Psukei Dezimra whenever he gets them or remembers or comes back from the bathroom, and then say a blessing over the tefillin between Yishtabach and Yetzer. You see, between Yishtabach, meaning the finishing of the blessing of Yishtabach prior to beginning the next blessing of Birchas Shema of Yetzer, in that area between them, it is permitted to make an interval for the sake of a mitzvah, and hence one is allowed to say a blessing. Thus, not only if one started putting on the tefillin in between Yishtabach and Yetzer, may he put it on with a blessing, but even if he put it on beforehand without a blessing, he may then say the blessing between Yishtabach and Yetzer. In such a case, he is to shake the tefillin and then recite the blessing, as the shaking is considered as if he is now putting them on. Now, what about putting on the tefillin during Birchas Kriya Shema, once one already began saying Yetzer Ar? So, if one is putting on tefillin during this time, such as he just received them now, or remembered to put them on now, or went to the bathroom in the middle, then although he may put it on any time when he remembers, nonetheless, prior to reaching Shema, he may only say a blessing over it between the Prakim, which is between the end blessing of Yetzer HaMa'eres and Avas Eilam in Shema, although not in the middle of the paragraph. If he's putting on the tefillin in the middle of the paragraph, he should put them on without a blessing, and then wait till he reaches the end of the bracha, and then shake the tefillin and recite a blessing over it. Now you may be wondering, why are we more lenient in Birchas Kriya Shema to permit a blessing to be said between the paragraphs, and more stringent in Psukei Dezimra? Something that doesn't make any sense. The Ksais HaShulchan and Kaf HaChaim explain very simply. It is a requirement to wear tefillin for the recital of Shema and Shemina Esrei in order to accept the complete yoke of heaven, as ruled in the Shulchan Aruch in the Alter Rebbe, chapter 66.3 and 66.11. And that's exactly why the Alter Rebbe rules that you may recite a blessing in between the paragraphs on the tefillin. However, this only applies during Birchas Kriya Shema. However, in Psukei Dezimra, since there's no obligation to wear tefillin while saying Psukei Dezimra, and it's only a preparation for Shema, therefore in that area there's still no allowance to say the blessing, and it will only be said when mitzvahs may be stopped on behalf of, which is between Yishtabach and Yetzer. Now, what if one already began Shema and received the tefillin or went to the bathroom and needs to put them back on? So long as one is before the saying of Gal Yisrael, of finishing the blessing before Shemana Esrei, then one is to put on the tefillin with a bracha, even in the middle of a paragraph. And even if one already fulfilled his mitzvah of reading Shema prior to davening within Seif Zman Kriya Shema. This is based on the ruling of the Alter Rebbe in the Siddur, as well as his second and main opinion in Chapter 66, Halacha 11, which is the opinion of the Torah, the Gos Maimonis, and the Mishnah Brura. This negates the opinions who rule that you're not allowed to say a blessing over the tefillin in the middle of a paragraph of Shema and onwards, and only between the paragraphs is it allowed. According to this opinion, if you put on the tefillin in the paragraph of Yema and onwards, you actually cannot say a blessing any longer until after Shemana Esrei. Practically, we rule like the opinion who says that a blessing may be said over the tefillin even in the middle of the paragraph, as tefillin is an obligation to wear for Shema and Shemana Esrei in order to accept the yoke of heaven. And one is required to recite every word of Shema with his tefillin, hence he cannot wait until between the prakim. Now what happens if one already said Gal Yisrael and needs to put on the tefillin? So it's a clear ruling in Chapter 66, Halacha 11 in the Alter Rebbe, based on the Ramah, and likewise in the Alter Rebbe Siddur, that it is forbidden to recite a blessing, even over tefillin, once Gal Yisrael has been recited, just like one may not stop to answer for Kaddish or Kedusha in that area, as once Gal Yisrael is said, we give it the same status as Shemana Esrei. Now, can one even wear the tefillin after Gal Yisrael? Can one wear it without a blessing? The answer is yes, so writes the Ramah, and so rules the Alter Rebbe in a Siddur. That although a talis may not be worn after Gal Yisrael, you're not allowed to make a hefsik, an interval for it, you may put on tefillin without a blessing during that time. So to summarize this halacha, in the event that one received tefillin or remembered to put on tefillin or returned from the bathroom in middle of Sukkot Dezimra, then one is to place on the tefillin without a blessing, and between Yishtabach and Yetzer, he is to shake them and recite a blessing. If this occurred in the middle of the blessing of Yetzer before Shema, then he may place it on with a blessing between the prakim, which is between Yetzer Meiris and Avas Eilim, and between Avas Eilim and Shema, although not in the midst of the paragraph, when he may put it on, but without a blessing, and is only to say the blessing when he reaches between the paragraphs. In middle of Shema and onwards from Ve'ahavta, one may place on the tefillin even with a blessing, even in the middle of the paragraph. Once Gal Yisrael has been recited, one may only put on the tefillin without a blessing, and is to shake the tefillin after davening and recite a blessing.